Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking about some awesome fall travel deals and steals. Hey, so it's fall time, and that means football. It means all of you who love your prized Starbucks pumpkin spice drinks. I don't understand because I don't drink coffee, but I know it's a phenomenon, and everybody can't wait until they can rush off to Starbucks and grab their pumpkin spice, whatever. If you go to the supermarkets now, there is everything pumpkin. There's fall everywhere. And maybe where you live, it may feel a little bit like fall. I know here in Los Angeles, it feels actually nothing like fall. It's about 90 degrees out. Of course, the sun is shining and we shouldn't be complaining, but it would be nice to feel a little bit like fall. So on this podcast, we are talking about some awesome fall travel deals and steals. I have with us on the podcast Jeff. You know him well. He is a travel writer, and he has gone to 4 amazing places and found some really cool travel deals that he's going to share with us today. So let's dive in and let's talk about those deals.
How's it going, Millennial Money Land? So summer is finally over. Fall is basically here, right? And in many areas of the country, it actually feels like fall. Like you said, football's finally back, and now it's time to get some of those travel deals and check out the fall foliage or other fall activities around the U.S. So let's start with Minneapolis. Great city for football. They love their football. Minneapolis, who just opened their brand new stadium, they were on the Sunday night game with the Packers, which they actually won. They opened their brand new stadium in downtown Minneapolis. So first off right there is the Radisson Blu downtown Minneapolis. They have this really cool game day package. Starts at $149 a night, which is really good for a downtown hotel. And whether you're Vikings fans or rooting on your other team, you could definitely check out this package. The package includes, for a fan, you could get a bucket of beer with different local brews, complimentary snacks, complimentary upgrade to a superior guest room, which is pretty cool, overnight self-parking for one vehicle, and you get some cool turndown service. And the stadium is only like a 5-minute Uber ride away from the stadium. So if you want to do some good tailgating before the game with your bucket of beer and your snacks and stuff like that, it's definitely a great location to do that.
So when I think about Minneapolis, I think about like the frozen tundra. So when we talk about Minneapolis, like for those of us that are totally fearful of getting stuck in snow, like when is a good time to go and visit? Like, is this the best time to go to Minneapolis?
Well, I mean, they definitely get cold right away, you know, pretty soon. Right now, I think the temperature is really good. I think it's a really good time to go right now. They also have a lot of those indoor walkways all over the city. So even if you came straight to the hotel, took all the walkways to the shopping centers and to the restaurants and things like that, and then took an Uber to the stadium, and the stadium is enclosed. So you can pretty much kind of stay indoors a lot of the time if you're afraid of the frozen tundra of Minneapolis. Okay, and one of the other cities next on our list is Washington, D.C. One of my favorite cities, another city that could get really cold, but this time of year, fall is really good to Washington, D.C. And the hotel we have there is Kimpton, Mason, and Rook Hotel. And what they have is not so much of a special, but a really unique thing they have going right now, which is a watch butler. Yes, a watch butler. And they have a partnership with Shinola, which is one of my favorite watches. I don't own one yet. I want to have a Shinola watch someday. So this is a good way to check out and test run a Shinola watch. And essentially, they have 8 watches on display, and you could, and different kinds and different looks and everything, and you could take one out and you could test run it. And so if you have a meeting that day and you're going to be in DC, well, you can grab a watch from the watch butler and you can check it out and see if you like it or not. I think it's a really cool thing. You know, you can be going out to dinner and, hey, I want to go check out a watch. And so that's what they have going on at the Kimpton there in DC, with this new brand new service they have, the Watch Butler.
So what makes Shinola so great?
Well, Shinola is an American brand that I discovered in Detroit last year. And they make their watches there. I believe they make them in different parts of wherever they have a Shinola location. But most of their stuff is made in Detroit. It is a company that was founded in Detroit. It's mainly younger demographic that actually work at Shinola and stuff. So it's just a really, really cool, unique American craftsmanship is basically what it is. They make bikes. They make bags and all kinds of really cool things. But one of their specialties is watches, which is one of my favorite things. I love watches, and I love Shinola watches if they're actually listening to this.
And they are a little pricey, but I think the craftsmanship is like definitely worth it. So if you check out Shinola, and for all the ladies listening, they have some awesome handbags too. You know, if you check them out, it's definitely a splurge. It's definitely something, you know, maybe you're going to need to save up a little bit for. But, you know, I think there's nothing wrong with owning some of those, like, you know, awesome pieces, whether it's a bag or a watch or, you know, whatever it is, pair of shoes, whatever it is that you love. And this is just a really cool way to try out something luxury, you know, to walk around kind of with that like luxury feel and, you know, test drive it, see whether you, you know, really want to chunk down the change for this or, you know, something you need to save for or, you know, how it makes you feel.
Yeah, exactly. So next on our list, we have Niagara Falls, and which a lot of you may be thinking, oh, is that a place you just go and see a bunch of water? Well, yes, that is true. But there's also a bunch of other things to do in Niagara Falls. And I traveled there recently and was just blown away. How cool, how beautiful the setting is. This is in summer, so I'd really love to come back in the fall and check out the fall colors and the falls and everything like that. But so I was there recently, and they have a few different specials going on right now. One of the things that they have is this hotel called the Hotel Giacomo. And you walk into this hotel, and this is really cool, like 1920s Art Deco. All the rooms are done up really cool. It's now basically a boutique hotel, and they refurbished in the last couple of years, updated everything. Their restaurant is top notch. They have like wine specials up on their like rooftop thing where you could actually see the falls. Either at night or at sunset. Really great hotel. Everyone treats you really, really great. They have a package for about $360, excuse me. And this is valid from September through October. And essentially what this is, it's called the Discovery Package for Niagara Falls. And with that, you get a great room with a king-size bed, and you get two Discovery Passes, which that essentially is the Maiden of the Mist boat trip, anything fall related, falls, I should say Niagara Falls, not fall, falls related, you can go on this. So you get a ticket for any of those tours or hikes or whatever they have. There's all kinds of different ones. You can explore the caves. You can go on the Maiden of the Mist boat. And then they also have this Legends of the Adventure movie there. They have the Niagara Falls Gorge Discovery Center, just whole really big complex. When I was there, they were doing construction, so now there's even more places you could actually get up closer to see the falls. So, I mean, it is a really cool thing. And one of the things we're going to be doing a future podcast when we go to 5 days a week here. And so we're going to expand more about Niagara Falls. There's so many things to do there. There's really great culinary restaurants. They have a wine trail with about 40 different wineries. So if you went and stayed at the Hotel Giacomo, you know, this is a really cool package, and there's so much to see in Niagara Falls. And coming up, we're actually going to have more about Niagara Falls.
Yeah, I mean, when I think about Niagara Falls, I mean, obviously I think about the falls, but, you know, I wouldn't really think of it like as a place to go, you know, my 20s and 30s. I mean, I would be headed to New York or Boston, you know, but I think what we found is that it's this really cool, like, evolving destination. There's a lot of entrepreneurs there. There's just a different vibe that's happening there. So I think, you know, it's probably worth at least, you know, a weekend getaway or, you know, something just to check it out, because it is like one of the most beautiful things to see, right?
Yeah, it totally is. And one of the reasons I got invited was JetBlue reached out to several of us journalists, and they have now a deal with LAX. They fly straight to Buffalo, and the flight was packed. So people are really, you know, taking advantage of that, because it's a good way to go straight from. They have all the other direct flights as well from other big cities, but from LA all the way, you know, all the way to Buffalo, it's just a great, cool way to get to see fall, which we don't have in Los Angeles. We actually don't have fall. We skip fall altogether and get to a semi-winter. But anyway, they have a direct flight there straight to Buffalo, JetBlue, you know, which is a great airline to fly anyway. So that was a great way to see Buffalo. Buffalo and Niagara Falls, I should say. They're both basically 20 minutes away from each other. But more on Niagara Falls, more on Buffalo on later podcast when we do our Travel Tuesdays and our expanded version of Millennial Money. So next and last on our list is Boston, which is one of our favorite cities. And again, this is another podcast we're going to do. We're going to expand and just give you more of the insight on Boston, one of our favorite neighborhoods, which is in Fenway, which is by Fenway Park. And so we're going to do more of that later on a podcast. But this right now is a hotel that we stayed in. and it's called the Verb Hotel, which is the rock and roll hotel in Boston. A really cool, funky Boston hotel. The neighborhood of Fenway has really cleaned up. All kinds of great restaurants and bars and places to eat, really great burger places that we tried several of those.
Yeah, we actually went on a burger challenge. If you know me, one thing you know about me is that I love burgers and I never say no to a good burger challenge. So we actually spent 2 days going to 3 different burger places. You know, just to see who has the best burger, who has the best fries, who has the best milkshake, because, I mean, that's what you have to do when you're in a new city, right? And especially if you love burgers, you got to go try them all, because otherwise, how are you going to know who's best?
Yeah, I mean, not only that, with the great burgers and Wahlburgers, we're actually calling your name out there, which they have a really great burger, right? But there's this really awesome barbecue place right down the street. Again, we'll go into more details later. They had cool bars, and all in this really, you know, unique, cool neighborhood. Lots of condos going up there, so it's becoming a real, you know, kind of hipster millennial haven down in this area. But right now, the Verb Hotel, rock and roll hotel, all themed rock and roll. It's right around the corner from several concert halls, including House of Blues and whatnot. They also still have concerts at Fenway Park from time to time. Pearl Jam play there earlier. And I believe there's a country artist, actually escaped my brain right now. He just played there recently. Anyway, so the Verb Hotel, they have this package called All You Need Is Love package, a Beatles theme package. And essentially what this is when you check in, they'll have rose petals on your bed, on your king size bed, a bottle of champagne, 2 champagne flutes, Verb themed coasters, as well as the petals on your bed for your love package for the weekend. They also have in the rooms, which we really liked and tried out, zebra stripe robes in each room, a really cool rock and roll feel. And you know, it's a really good time of year. Boston is a great area. It's where Fenway is. It's right near Cambridge and Harvard, another cool college, you know, town area. The Red Sox are going to be in the playoffs. Not a big Red Sox fan, but an iconic place to catch a game at Fenway Park. So this would be a really cool thing. Place to stay, the Verb Hotel. We love staying there. They have a great restaurant. Really cool vibes there.
Yeah, and I know nothing about baseball. It's actually my sport of non-choice. It's a big contentious debate in our little marriage here. But I can say that I totally appreciate a tour. We went on a tour of Fenway Park. And, you know, it was a really inexpensive way to see a really classic place and to experience it when nobody was there. And so, you know, I think looking for little experiences like that, that are unique and different, looking for hotels like the Verb and different packages that just stand out and really, you know, they're just funky and different. You know, you're not going to find this stuff at Holiday Inn and Marriott, and not that there's anything wrong with those hotels, but you know, the way we like to travel is we like to do things a little bit differently. And, you know, that's definitely what we like to bring to you, is kind of a different take, a different flavor on travel and, you know, discover some of these places. I mean, who would think that, you know, Niagara Falls and, you know, all of these different places would be cool to go hang out as millennials, but they are, you know. And I think that's what's so great about travel, is just opening your eyes. And, you know, that's why I'm always like preaching to you guys about, you know, you can do all the things that you want to, especially travel related. You know, you can afford to do all this stuff. Just, you know, do your money a little bit differently. Use your credit card points. You know, think about different ways that you can save. But all of this is totally possible. Hey, I mean, even if it's just like a weekend getaway, you know, it's still something fun to do. And as Jeff said on the podcast, and he teased it a couple times, we are actually going to 5 days a week. Yes, 5 days a week for Millennial Money Podcast. It's going to start on October 10th. Each day is going to be a different type, style of podcast. And of course, Tuesday is going to be Travel Tuesdays. And we are going to bring you a ton more of these travel deals and steals, city guides, tips, all sorts of things, you name it. What else are we going to do?
Well, basically, like Travel Tuesday, yeah, we're going to feature cities, some of our favorite cities, cities I've traveled to, cities we've traveled to together. We have, like I mentioned before, Niagara, Boston. We're going to feature Seattle coming up, Dublin, Paris, where we went on our honeymoon. So we have definitely a really cool, eclectic places that we want to go, but not just places. So Paris, you're thinking of all the big sites that you go to. Well, we're going to try to find different, cool, fun places that you think you'd really like to go to. That's places like that. We're also going to have steals and deals on some days. We're going to have unique interviews with people in those areas. And then as well, too, we're going to do a lifestyle day, which we're going to feature chefs and musicians, hopefully some live, maybe some acoustic stuff, musicians, artists, actors, whatnot, stuff like that. So we have a lot of really cool plans for those extra days, as well as the expert money advice from my beautiful wife.
Yeah, so you're definitely going to want to tell all of your friends who have not subscribed to Millennial Money to go ahead and subscribe right now, because they're not going to want to miss it. Lots of you guys have been writing into me saying, hey, I want more days a week for Millennial Money. And it's taken a while, but we finally have got the schedule together. And so we're going to be 5 days a week from October 10th on. So you're going to want to make sure that, you have lots of extra time to listen to all of the awesome podcasts. And as always, please feel free to follow me on Twitter at Shauna Game, Instagram at Millennial_Money. And again, check out these deals and steals. Go to the website, yourmillennialmoney.com. We're going to have links to all of these amazing deals, all of these hotels, and a ton of other travel information.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance, so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.